Good morning, EAA. It's Tuesday, Mel. It's Tuesday. We made it to Tuesday. What do you think?
That happens every year.
There you go. There you go.
It's been good so far.
It's been good so far, right? It is Tuesday, and we are EAA Radio, and it's the second official day of AirVenture 2014. Before we start, I have to give the clue. You were supposed to remind me, and I remembered. So, if you were listening yesterday, you heard that Scheme Designers, which is in Hangar C, booth 3056, is having a scavenger hunt. And if you are participating in Scheme Designers' scavenger hunt, you want to hear what I have to say next, which is the clue. After a short hiatus, this much-acclaimed Texan is back at AirVenture. Yep, that's it. That's all I'm going to give you. Now, go to work and find those schemes. You know what the prize is. You know what will happen when you find it.
Are you living vicariously through?
I am, because I have to. I have all the clues, so I can't participate in the game. But it's great fun. We have a wonderful guest and a very dear old friend of mine here today. Dr. Peggy Chabrian is the president of Women in Aviation International. She began her career in aviation education as an administrator, then the dean at Parks College of St. Louis and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and she is founder of Women in Aviation International, of which I have a long-standing relationship. My heart is there. I'm member number 14.
Yeah, you guys used to sit opposite me on this.
That's exactly right.
A few years ago. Yeah.
She got me into radio. I will blame Peggy for all of this.
Oh, great.
Peggy, welcome to Attitude Adjustment. You've got some big things you want to talk about this year.
Thank you. Good morning, Amy and Mel. Yes, we have some several things happening this week at AirVenture. One, and just so everybody remembers, the Women Venture activities are all happening on Wednesday, tomorrow, not on Friday, tomorrow, Women Venture Day. So just to remind everybody, tomorrow morning we have our breakfast over at the Nature Center. Then the photo, and everyone will be in dark purple t-shirts
tomorrow.
Great color.
Yep. Over on the plaza.
At what time?
11 o'clock. That's a new time, too.
Very
11
important.
O'clock. And right after that is the Women Venture Power Lunch over at the Theater in the Woods. So just a lot of different things happening tomorrow.
Ah, excellent. Now, tell me, why'd you move it to Wednesday?
We did not. what happened, EAA contacted us back several months ago, and they wanted to make Friday Veterans Day, and with the focus all throughout the day on the veterans, so they asked us to move Women Venture.
But there's some advantages to it.
Yes, there are. Yeah, we're midweek, so some people come in early, leave Wednesday or Thursday. Some people start arriving Tuesday and Wednesday for the rest of the week, so we're anxious to see the overall turnout. And I think part of it, too, for the high school young ladies and women's SOAR, I think they were adjusting their schedule slightly. So to kind of keep everything back to get still together, Wednesday is the day this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what Women Venture is trying to accomplish here, because it's so much more than just the picture and the breakfast and the lunch.
That's true. That's true. The whole idea, and Pat Lukey was one of the people who kind of got this whole ball rolling several years ago, and this is our seventh year for Women Venture, believe it or not, is we felt two things. One, that there are a lot of women who come to AirVenture who are in aviation but don't have an opportunity maybe to interact with each other while they're here at the show. So it gives those ladies a chance to, with the picture and the breakfast and so forth, to do that. But even beyond that, I think the larger goal was to... A lot of people are here. Maybe they're here with a spouse or a friend or a family member, and maybe they've got an interest in aviation, but they're not quite sure what they want to do with it or how to proceed. Maybe that's learning to fly, possibly a career, but just being around aviation. And they might feel a little uncomfortable because the person they're with is an expert, or they feel like the expert, and they would feel dumb maybe, I don't know, asking the question. So the idea was, as you're walking around the field tomorrow and you see somebody in one of those purple Women Venture shirts, and you're here and you'd like to find out more about what it's like to become a pilot or get involved in aviation, stop one of us. That's why we're wearing the shirt. We want to talk to you and help you do something in aviation.
Well, hopefully they're going to be able to give some more information about some of these other activities and scholarships and educational outreach things that Women in Aviation does outside of just the Women Venture event.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, a lot of organizations out there, and a lot of times you hear people say, well, aviation's expensive, and you know, I can't afford to do it. But I actually, there's a forum Thursday at 11:30 on everything you wanted to know about learning to fly, but were afraid to ask, which covers some tips on saving money learning to fly. A shameless plug. But anyway, one of the organizations, one of the biggest success stories for women in aviation is our scholarship program. And we've got a press release out today. We'll be talking about it tomorrow as well. We just reached having 91 scholarships that will be given out next March, totaling over $500,000. Works ecstatic. And it's everything from somebody maybe who wants to get a sport pilot certificate or a private pilot, an instrument rating, a CFI, a multi-engine, an ATP. I mean, all the different ratings. And it's not just flight. For folks interested in maintenance or dispatch or engineering or management, there are so many scholarships. You can go to our website, WA.org. EAA has scholarships, AOPA, HAI. The scholarships are out there. And that's one of the big messages we're trying to get out this week. If you're in aviation or you want to be in aviation,
there's help out there.
There's help out there.
Yeah, and your scholarships, though it's women in aviation, they're not just for women?
Oh, that's a good point. They're not just for women. Women Aviation International is an organization that's open for men and women. In fact, about 20% of our members are men, and about 28% of the conference attendees nowadays are men. That number keeps has been growing steadily. And it's also, because sometimes I think people hear about a scholarship and they think, oh, that's for the student. College, university student, or high school student.
This is for aviation training.
Yes. And there's a couple that are even specifically designated for somebody over the age of 40 or for somebody, you know, a little further along in their aviation pursuits.
Now, one of the things that I like seeing is that you're expanding, it is Women in Aviation International,
Yes. And
you're expanding your international efforts a bit. And, you know, we really take for granted to a certain extent, as much as things tighten up here and we go through our battles, as you know, as general aviation, but we do really enjoy significant privilege in this country when it comes to general aviation and flying. So can you tell us a little bit about your international efforts?
Well, we have chapters all around the world. We have 84 chapters right now, and about 17 or 18 of them are international. So we're trying to work with the people in their countries to help them spread the word about aviation. And sometimes we're finding that with a Women in Aviation chapter, it's not only helping the ladies in the country, but they're very proactive. They're out, they're doing things in their schools, they're out working particularly, you know, with youth. And we're starting to see some cultural changes too as a result of our chapters being there. And we're excited. We've had at our conference the last 3 years something called Bring Your Daughter to the Conference Day. And if you bring your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece, a friend, a Girl Scout, we think, to the conference. But we're re-energizing that for 2015. It's going to be Girls in Aviation Day, opening up to anyone. And then in the fall next year, all the chapters on the same day in, I don't remember the date, it's on the press release, I think it's September 15th. And you'll be hearing more about this in the months to come. It's next year. A Girls in Aviation Day around the world, and the various chapters will be hosting events in their local area to introduce girls to aviation.
September 26, 2015. But you know, that's September 2015. It could change.
It could change. That's true. But we're working towards that goal.
Girls in Aviation Day. That's going to be really cool, Peggy. I'm excited about that. Yeah. That's something new. That's something different. And in a lot of ways, what you're trying to do is get to the core of the next generation of people who are going to be interested in that $500,000 in scholarships one day.
That's true, too.
Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense. Does Women in Aviation participate with the Young Eagles or the Eagle Academy or anything like that?
Not so much the international organization, but through our chapter programs. Individual chapters work with local EA chapters in their area with Young Eagles programs. Yes.
Okay.
Civil Air Patrol, Explorer Scouts. Again, it kind of depends on what else is going on in their own local communities.
I was an Explorer Scout.
Yeah. Oh, great.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun. Girl Scouts. I like the work we've done with the Girl Scouts on the aviation badge.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Peggy, I know you've got a booth here at the show. Where can they find you?
We're in Hangar B. The number is 2041.
Okay. Yep. And can they still sign up for that breakfast and lunch?
Yes, they can sign up for breakfast at our booth today in Hangar B, and we'd love to have you. And you can still show up in the morning and do a walk-on registration. If you find out in the morning you didn't know if you're going to still be here, but you're able to come, please come. But we'd love to have you come by the booth and sign up early so we have a good head count for the caterers tomorrow. The lunch, you can go by the EAA Welcome Center and sign up for the lunch there.
And you can also get the T-shirt there, correct?
Yes. Yes, there's three places to pick up the Women Venture T-shirts this year: at the Women Aviation booth in Hangar B, at the EAA Membership or Welcome Center, and at the 99's booth as well.
All right, terrific. And online, if you want more information about the scholarships, where should they go?
WAI.org, and then click the button at the top that says scholarships.
We've been speaking with Peggy Chabrian. She's the president and founder of Women in Aviation International. We're going to take a quick break here at EAA Radio, 96.5 FM, 1210 AM.